For special occasions, classic restaurants have given way to trendy venues. Time was, the white-jacketed waiters were career professionals, not young actors between auditions. But now, when last year's hot restaurant already is passé, Weekend Edition essayist Bonnie Wolfe remembers some of the old standbys.
Soft clam bellies don't show up on many menus these days. But they were a staple at Gage and Tollner's from 1880 until the Brooklyn restaurant closed this year on Valentine's Day. I first had them 25 years ago and never forgot. Gage and Tollner's was around for the turn of two centuries, but the venerable, gaslit restaurant couldn't find its way in the contemporary food world. It was not alone. Chasen's, Hollywood's legendary celebrity restaurant, a favorite of F. Scott Fitzgerald and Marilyn Monroe, closed when today's stars turned instead to Wolfgang Puck's trendier creations. The doors have also shut at Ernie's in San Francisco and the London Chop House in Detroit. Feeding people is a risky business. Restaurants have a notoriously high failure rate, but some endure. Many have been run by generations of the same family. This seems to improve life expectancy. But when the familial line dies out, or sells out, some new owners recognize they are caretakers of local treasures. Chef Lydia Shire first ate at Boston's Lockober restaurant as a child. She was not, of course, allowed in the men-only dining room. Now she runs the place. She loved the 130-year-old landmark and has managed to update the menu but not obliterate the atmosphere. She's cleaned the plate glass mirrors and polished the carved mahogany, and she's refashioned the kitchen's offerings to include rum and tobacco-smoked salmon, but has wisely kept John F. Kennedy's favorite oyster stew. The 107-year-old Berghoff in Chicago still serves a lot of schnitzel and creamed spinach. And Marconi's, Baltimore's oldest restaurant, still offers the French vanilla ice cream with homemade chocolate sauce that your great-grandmother had there. And then there's Café des Artistes, which opened in 1917 on New York's Upper West Side. I can still order the same country pâté, pot-au-feu, and chocolate torte that enthralled me 30 years ago. I can sit in the same dining room with its intimate booths and mullioned windows surrounded by Howard Chandler Christie's sensual 1934 murals of beautiful naked nymphs. Many couples have their first date there and then go back for their 50th anniversary. These classic restaurants offer not just meals, but memories. Dining at them again and again is like rereading Jane Austen, never changing, but always new.
Bonnie Wolfe is a regular essayist for Weekend Edition.